Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Let us pray, O God, you instructed the hearts of the faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit. Grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things, and ever to rejoice in his consolation through Christ our Lord. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Paul came to Antioch in Pisidia, he said in the synagogue, My brothers, children of the family of Abraham, and those others among you who are God-fearing, to us this word of salvation has been sent. The inhabitants of Jerusalem and their leaders failed to recognize him, and by condemning him, they fulfilled the oracles of the prophets that are read Sabbath after Sabbath. For even though they found no grounds for a death sentence, they asked Pilate to have him put to death, and when they had accomplished all that was written about him, they took him down from the tree and placed him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and for many days he appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. These are now his witnesses before the people. We ourselves are proclaiming this good news to you, that what God promised to our fathers, he brought to fulfillment for us, their children, by raising up Jesus. As it is written in the Psalm, You are my son. Today I have begotten you. The word of the Lord. The response, You are my God. This day I have begotten you. You are my son. This day I have begotten you. I myself set up my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, You are my son, this day I have begotten you. You are my son, this day I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for an inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall rule them with an iron rod, and you shall shatter them like an earthen dish. You are my son, this day I have begotten you. And now, O kings, take heed. Take warning, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice before him with trembling. Rejoice. You are my son, this day I have begotten you. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. I am the way and the truth and the life, says the Lord. No one comes to the Father except through me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to myself, so that where I am, you may also be. Where I am going, you know the way. Thomas said to him, Master, we do not know where you were going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me not, O Lord, be puffed up with worldly wisdom which passes away. Grant me that love which never abates, that I may not choose to know anything but Jesus and him crucified. I pray you, my loving Jesus, that as you have graciously given me to drink in with delight these words of your knowledge, that you would so mercifully grant me to attain one day to you, the fountain of all wisdom, and to appear forever before your face. Amen. In today's readings, we have a great promise, especially in the gospel. A gospel that we will not be left orphans, basically. That where Jesus is going, we will one day go to and be forever. Jesus puts it in these words, "There are many dwelling places where my Father is, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. And because I'm leaving, it doesn't mean I won't come back, because I'll come back and I'll bring you to me." And that there is the promise of eternal life, a promise that he has given to us. And this is something that we as Christians look forward to. We see this promise as fulfilling the prophecy, if you will, of Jesus being the king set up on the holy mountain of Zion, because that is a figurement, if you will, of his ascension into glory. And as we get closer and closer to the celebration of the 40th day of Easter, the celebration of Jesus ascending into heaven, our eyes don't look back only at his resurrection. Don't look back only to the words Peter talked about Jesus being raised from the dead. But it looks forward and up, waiting for him to come back to us. There are some theologians that don't like the idea, the term up, when referring to heaven, but if we think about what the word ascension means, it means to be raised up. He ascended, he lifted up, he went up into heaven. And the reason why these theologians get excited by these terminologies, this wording, is because of one simple fact. They don't understand the full nature, the true nature of his ascending into heaven. Because they are thinking about it in a temporal box of up being up in London, just the same as up being up in Hong Kong, and somehow that is in different directions if you're looking at it scientifically. But that's not how Jesus meant it, because he said he's going someplace to prepare for us. A place where we will be. And when he tells his apostles this, Thomas speaks up and he says, "Lord, we don't know where you are going. We don't know the way." And Jesus explains what he's talking about. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And there we learn the place that he is preparing for us is a place in God's presence. But where exactly is this place that he is preparing for us to dwell in God's presence? Oh, my dear little children, that place is you. You are one of the many mansions. You are one of the many dwelling places where God wants to dwell. And he has to prepare you. He has to conform you into his image so that you can be presented without spot or blemish before his presence, as Jude reminds us in his epistle. See, that's the secret. That's the thing we don't realize. The up is about exaltation. It's about transforming you. See, that's the whole decree here. See, Jesus was promised an inheritance, the ends of the earth as his possession, and that he would rule with an iron rod and shatter his opponents like an earthen dish. Shatter your resistance to him. Create a clean heart in you and make you so that when you see him face to face, like him, that's the promise. That's the hope. That one day we will see him as he is and be exactly like him in his humanity. That, my dear brothers and sisters, the glorified humanity of Christ, the transfiguration of that beautiful humanity, is what he's calling us to experience and become. And that, my dear brothers and sisters, is what we are looking forward to, where we become children of God because we are conformed to the image of his Son.